Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Thank you and welcome to Webstyle Magazine Podcast. Number 8. Is it number 8, Jason? I think it's number 8. I should know these things, shouldn't I?
Just a little bit.
But this is number 8, yes. How you guys doing today? This is your host, Eldon. And Jason, introduce yourself.
Good morning, people. This is Jason Mathis.
So, Happy New Year to everyone.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. It's our first podcast of the new year. And I don't know about you, Jason, but I'm excited about 2013. How about you?
I'm very excited about 2013. A lot of great things are already happening, so I'm just looking forward to what this year has in store for me.
That's great. And to all of you, we wish you a very happy 2013 as well. We hope that your holidays, no matter what denomination you are or aren't, and if you don't celebrate the holidays, we hope that your holiday season was a very, very good one and a very blessed one. Jason, how was your holidays?
Too short, but it was good. I was only off of work Christmas Day and New Year's Day, but overall it was good. Met with family in the area, so we had a lot of fun and a lot of food.
That's good. Yeah, I was It was good. It was weird because I actually had to take off work this year, which because I started a new position last year, so I had to take off work for those 3 days after Christmas, which is really weird because usually, I guess for the past 5 years or so, any job that I had, like that time was off, which was so weird, and I'm like, I'm going to take this time off. I'm ready to go into work, but since we went out of town, I kind of had to do it. But it was good. It was still too short, even with those days off. And then even going back, it was still, like, nobody there. So it's like, oh, I should have took my time off. But, you know, it is what it is. But it was good. I got to see family and friends and eat a whole lot, which is always a good thing. So it was good. Now, one of the things that we were talking about before, Jason, is this article that we tweeted out. Maybe it may have been a month ago. I don't know. It was interesting, and it was, and I'm probably butchering the title of this, but it was on NPR's blog, and it was some sort of effect. The title was "Why Are Black Men Fashion Dandies?" And it was pretty much just a blog post talking to different black men about their style. And it was one that really kind of stood out to me. The gentleman talked about his getting a style from his father and whatnot, and that really made me start thinking about, okay, where does our individual style come from? Because each person, you know, even if you wear the same sort of things, you like the same sort of brand, same sort of cuts, so on and so forth, your own personal style and what you like is going to be slightly different. You may wear it a different way. You may, you know, you certain things that are totally different from the next man. Like, for instance, me, for whatever reason, until recently, you know this, Jason, I really was not a fan of Paisley, and I just saw this one Paisley tie that really stood out to me, and, you know, luckily I had to get it thanks to, you know, Why Not Boutique on U Street, but, you know, that was just me. I never really liked Paisley, so I wanted to sit down and talk with you, and maybe, you know, you and I can give the audience a little bit of background as to where our own personal styles come from, like what led us to this point in our adult lives where, you know, this is how we dress, this is how we feel comfortable.
That's a very good article and a really interesting topic, and I guess I can go ahead and start. My grandfather on my mother's side passed away either just before I was born or a few months after I was born. So I never got to meet him, and if I did as a newborn, of course, I don't remember, but I see a lot of pictures of him, and he was always very clean-cut, very well-dressed and well-put together. I've never seen a picture of him in street gear or anything like that. And then mixed with that, even my mother or anybody in the older generation, I guess I can go ahead and say it's hard for me to totally dress down, maybe in the summer if I'm going to an amusement park, and in the summer it's the most that anybody will ever see me in a tennis shoe, just depending on what I'm doing. But I will casualize everything. I'll put on jeans and throw on a nice boot and a button down. This is hard for me to totally dress down, but part of that is because my grandparents, my older aunts and uncles, everywhere they went, they were casual or dressed up. And I don't know. I guess that's the thing from the older generation. They just always dress up. You could just be going to Fridays for dinner. Even still, my grandmother comes up here to visit, and everybody is walking around in jeans, a t-shirt, or some sweatpants for a dinner at the house. She goes, puts on some slacks, puts on a dress shoe and a blouse, and like, they just do it up. So I guess that's originally where I got the thing of, it's hard for me to just totally dress down. And then my mother, like, just always had me coordinated in your colors. I wear a lot of colors. It's hard in the D.C. area, I guess because it's a political city. So we talked about it before, how we always see the same colors, the black, the blues, the grays, and the brown. And that's all you're going to get. And so I always try to be different and want to be different. And so I'll go color with any and everything just so I'm not plain and boring. My mother would match down to her underclothes. Nobody can see her underclothes, but she used to dress me that way growing up. So it's just something that's always stuck with me. People laugh at me even now. Your underclothes match your outfit, and why does that matter? I guess it really doesn't matter, but it's just something that I grew up when your parents dressed you, and it was nothing, you know, crazy and whatnot. So I guess it's something that just stuck with me. And now, I guess my influence, I just try to not be like the normal black young male. I'll be 30 in 5 months.
And, okay.
Yeah. So my generation, you know, we're known for the real loose fitting clothes, the baggy jeans, the Timberland or tennis shoe with everything. That's how some of us go to interviews, and that's just the stigma that we have. So me being the person that I am, always wanting to fight against the system, I do the exact opposite, just to prove a point. So that's also where a little bit of my style came from, was proving your point that all young black America doesn't look like this and doesn't dress like this. And even when I had cornrows and plaits and twists, I still always had on a suit and a tie going to work. I always had on, when I was at the Library of Congress, we didn't have a dress code. We could wear whatever we want. But it was just my mindset that this is supposed to be a professional environment, so I'm going to look the part. So those are the underlying influences of my style as it is today. And it's still evolving. I look at magazines. I look at all the fashion shows on TV. And being a fashion or image consultant myself, I see a lot of looks that people want and that people have. And so I'll take the base of that, and then how can I make this me? How can I make this my own? How can I make this fit my personality? Some fans are nice. Some fans I don't understand. I never understood the rubber bands around the bottom of jeans. So that was something that I never did because I didn't understand. So for me, it's my outfit. My style has to have a purpose. Like, it needs to make sense to me, and if it doesn't, then I'm not going to do it. Even if everybody else is doing it, if it doesn't make sense, it has to make sense to me. So now that's also a major part of my style, like what makes sense. And at the same time, pushing the envelope to be a little different and to try something new. It's crazy. This lady at my job now, she's like, okay, well, once a week, you're going to tell me what color we're going to wear and how we're going to put it together, and we're all going to do it. Just because I came in with an outfit one day. So.
Interesting. My story has some similarities, and it's when I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm thinking about all these other things that I hadn't thought about before. When I was initially it goes back to my great-grandfather and my father. My great-grandfather, pretty much I would say my great-grandparents, my great-grandmother, great-grandfather, my mother's side were like the bedrock of my family. That's where I pretty much lived if I went at my mom's house. And being older folks in the church, and of course, I mean, my sister and I went to church too. with them all the time. My grandfather, he was always dressed very sharply. And I say my grandfather was my great-grandfather, but he's always dressed very sharply and in three-piece suits, and he always had his hat and his cane and in his shoes, and he was always very well-dressed going to church. And even when he went out, he didn't necessarily wear that, but he was never a jeans person, and so it was a more of a button-down collar shirt sort of person, maybe not a tie, but, you know, that's sort of way it was. So I would say that's probably one of my first influences. And then my father, even though, say, you know, a lot of us, our parents divorced at an early age, but my dad was always dressed very nicely. I distinctly remember my mom and other people always talking about his shoes, and it's really weird because I don't do that. I don't care about flashy shoes. I like functional. I like the look nice, you know, go with a lot of different outfits. But my dad was one where he had the snakeskin, the purple, and this and that. So my dad was very much a shoe guy. But he always dressed very, very, very nicely. Maybe, I would say not flashy, but he attracted attention. I'll put it that way. So those are my basic influences. And then I would say that probably my biggest influence was a change in my lifestyle. I went to private school for high school, and I had to wear a shirt and tie every day. So that right there totally changed my wardrobe, because I didn't wear jeans. And even before then, I had jeans, but I was always in jeans or khakis or whatnot in a button-down shirt in school all through elementary school, middle school. So, you know, it was pretty much like, I guess at the time it was like Ocean Pacific and sort of labels like that. My mom and Hex were very good friends. So that's where she shopped for our school clothes, and that's what we had, and those were sort of brands that they had there. So I was never, I would say, a jean sort of person to begin with, but I had a few pair of jeans. But high school really is where I stopped wearing jeans and really focused on more professional dress because of where I went to school. And since, you know, I'm in school 5 days a week, and then I worked on the weekend. And when I worked, I was in jeans because I was a busboy at a local IHOP at the time during high school. So that was the one day a week I wore jeans. And then Sunday, of course, I'm in church. So it was like, okay, 6 days a week, I'm in a shirt and tie or something. So jeans tend to become more of a, in my consciousness, in my perception, a work uniform or part of work rather than something I wear outside of work. So my wife teases me, like, you don't wear jeans. I'm like, no, I will buy khakis or something like that as a way of having a pair of recreational pants or something like that. So I would say that's where a lot of it came from. Kind of evolved into where I am even in college. It was, again, khakis and sneakers, but still dressed very nicely. And professionally, even going to class, you know, unless I had that, you know, running late for that 8 o'clock class, that wasn't talking about getting dressed. That was about, I'm getting up and I'm going to class and crossing my eyes. So that's what it is, and that just led me to where I am today as far as my style. And, you know, I would never say, you know, we did a website and everything, I'm a style person. I just know what I like, and I know those certain things that, you know, really gravitate to me as far as what I think looks good with my body type and also my complexion as well. And also, at the end of the day, it really comes down to
another big thing for me was, I understand my personality, and so certain looks just don't fit with my personality, and so I can pull it off, but then even other people be like, that's very interesting to see you like dress like that, because it doesn't fit my personality. So,
right.
Like, the real baggy look, even beyond me, it just doesn't make sense to those who, like, know me on a personal level, so that helps, too, because you never want to see it super fast. Oh, interesting. That don't look like you.
Right. I understand that. I mean, it's weird. Like, there was one time I did something for my friend in school. It was a grad school, and I had my hair a lot longer than I wear it now. So I let someone cornrow it. I put on one pair of jeans that I own, which I still own to this day, which are in storage, and Floyd knows if I can fit them or not. I put on a pair of Tims and a T-shirt, and I went on campus. I'm like, this is the first and only time you will ever see me like this, so get your picture now. And some of my friends still talk about this, like, Elden, that time you woke up, man, that was just so hilarious. Like, that didn't even look like you. And some people are like, you should wear cornrows more often, really? I'm like, no, not me. Just not me whatsoever. So I think it's really interesting, you know, even just talking with us and between us, that a lot of our style derives from the older generations in our family, you know, whether it was a father or a grandfather or uncle or what have you. You know, it shows how much of, I guess in many ways, we respect our elders and learn from our elders, so to speak.
That's true. I totally agree with that comment.
All right, folks, I think with Jason and I done talking off the air for today. Hopefully next podcast we'll be able to wrangle Greg up for a review of the Galaxy Note 2, something he's been playing with quite often, so it'll be really good to hear his input on that. Also, a little bit more about style, a little bit more about culture, and, well, you know what we're about. This is Webster Style Magazine. Be sure to check us out at WebsterStyleMagazine.com. Email us any questions or anything like that, info@WebsterStyleMagazine.com. Find us on Twitter at the handle @WebsterStyle, or give us a call, drop us a message. More importantly, call us and tell us about your style. Where does your style come from, and why is it that you dress the way you do, and buy what you buy? Give us a call at area code 571-32-STYLE. 571-32-STYLE. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to feature your comments on the next podcast. So for Jason, you got any parting words?
Not really. Just make 2013 one of the best ever, and really, I guess even closing out the conversation, just really begin to think about why you wear what you wear and where it all came from. I think that's good for all of us to reflect on, so we know why we put on what we put on.
Right. I totally agree with you. Well, everyone, thank you for listening, and be blessed, be happy, be healthy, and also don't forget, every single day is another chance you get to make your dreams come true, so don't squander it. For Jason, I'm Eldon, and we will catch you later. Thanks for joining us.